Just one second, we're getting ready. So I'd like to introduce the next speaker, Mrs. Andrea Rösinger from SAP. Actually, I'm very proud that she's here. I must have gone to Waldorf, that's near Heidelberg, about 10 times in my life. So, and last couple of months I went there, they showed some impressive presentations, and obviously we want them to work with XBL as much as they can, because SAP, as I travel around the world, is just all over the place, very important, the largest ERP software in the world now, I think. So with that, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Welcome from SAP. I will talk about moving to business connectivity with enterprise service-oriented architecture. With this, I will touch three topics: business trends and challenges we observe, a blueprint for working with financial information, and enterprise service-oriented architecture. We are observing two key business trends these days. The first is the pace of change increasing. The second, working in a business network environment. For example, increasing pace of change, we are seeing every 20 minutes there is a merger and acquisition transaction. Every 3.5 minutes a new consumer product invented. Every 0.1 second a container shipped. This increased pace of change is also the motivator for the second trend, the development of an entire business network. Working in a network environment means collaborating with all kinds of business partners to increase efficiency across borders. Therefore, enterprises are transforming from being just a supplier of products to complete solution providers. Business networks are used to assemble different products, services, and capabilities in a much shorter time than it would take to do it all on your own. Just as there are business networks for the exchange of goods and services, there are business networks for the flow of capital and thus decision-making and risk assessment in global capital markets. Naturally, increasing global activity is accompanied by a correspondingly increased need for business information. Business networks will have to be agile to deliver as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Delivering also means delivering information accessible on time for all kinds of decision makers. In particular, I would like to talk about now about one type of information and its importance to all actors in the global economy, information about the performance of companies and their management. The issue is I don't see these PowerPoints here, so... Okay. Maybe we just use this.
Sie wollen Ihren.
Ja, dann gehe ich halt.
Ich hatte alles schon hinten.
Okay, dann gehe ich halt hier. Okay.
Wo ist das Ding? Auch wieder einer weggenommen. Wo ist das? Ich halte es sofort hin.
So. Okay, very good.
You got it back.
Very good.
Can you see it?
Yes. Next, okay. So anyways, in summary, talking about two business trends you see in the slide I was referring to. So second slide. For businesses, making the transition to business networks has become the primary source of differentiation. To transform into a business network, innovation is needed on multiple levels. All market players, all company sizes, all industries, and all company processes. In short, everyone is affected everywhere. That is why an efficient integration into business networks requires the effective linkage of people, processes, information, and thus systems. Just as with processes for sales or production, the processes for the flow of financial information must be optimized. The flow of information has to match and work seamlessly to achieve greater efficiency than in traditional models. Acting in a global economy, unfortunately, means for financial reporting being subject to all kinds of requirements, like general aspects of internationalization, such as multiple languages and multiple currencies. Adhering to global standards and quasi-standards necessary for global transparency, comparability, and reliability, and any number of national and local legal requirements. The question is how global financial reporting has to adapt to better serve capital markets and authorities around the world. The answer is a new business reporting model must be developed to deliver relevant and reliable information in a timely way. In the following blueprint for working with financial information, the focus is on the speed of processing financial information and automating the financial reporting process via connectivity between all collaborative stakeholders. To match the transformation of the business network of information and global standards, we need a real-time standardized way to exchange financial data on the basis of a unified financial reporting and/or other relevant information. In this blueprint, financial information or reporting is generated on top, integrated with business operations, and companies have the benefit of producing consistent accounting information on global and national standards in parallel if necessary. Financial reports are processed, standardized, and exchanged over the internet and can be presented to users for analysis. Users can be internal at financial institutions or with regulatory agencies. We call these users information workers, and they are the ones who add value using this financial information. Users of all kinds, whether at other companies, at investors, analysts, or regulators, can make use of these interactive data. Business connectivity means now pushing financial information to these users, the right information at the right time. This has to happen beyond the enterprise context, meaning that it has to be orchestrated across the financial information network to investors, financial institutions, and regulators. The information worker works in a collaborative, changing working environment and expects improved personal productivity, for example, better support for routine activities. This means less manual data entry, more management by exception. Being able to work with the user interface or device of his or her own choice, and he expects being able to access to all kinds of enterprise information and processes all the time. Now I would like to tell you what SAP is doing to make this blueprint reality. Obviously, technology is a key enabler for business network transformation. SAP will give businesses the tools they need to transform their networks with enterprise service-oriented architecture. With Enterprise SOA, SAP has defined a new business architecture. Enterprise SOA provides the required common business language for processes and information across business networks, ensuring the consistency and performance of interactions within the company as well as out in the business network. Enterprise SOA delivers open standards, provides cross-company collaboration and flexibility, supports consolidation of systems and low total cost of ownership, and provides services, business services, that are reusable and ready to execute. Enterprise SOA supports the efficient integration of business networks and therefore the effective linkage of people, processes, and information. Enterprise SOA delivers what business requires and is here to stay. Enterprise SOA is more than technical services. It's about business function, for example, creating a purchase order, accounting for goods received, making a journal entry, or retrieving an account balance. With Enterprise SOA, SAP NetWeaver, our technology platform, has evolved into a business process platform. The business process platform and the enterprise services provide the foundation and allow the fast and efficient setup and constant adaption of these networks. Building business networks requires the meshing of multiple systems into one performing network, enabling processes to execute seamlessly across the network at the required level of performance, security, and compliance. Enterprise SOA delivers the essential building blocks, ensuring system and process connectivity. There are two platform implementations based on Enterprise SOA we deliver. One is the Enterprise SOA by Evolution. SAP ERP 6.0 is here the front runner for large companies and current customers. Then we produced Enterprise SOA by Design, a new platform for mid-sized enterprises we developed from scratch from the beginning. On the basis of this, our roadmap looks like this. In 2006-2007, we service-enabled ERP. We will continue in 2007-2008 with the suite. And 2009 onwards, we will deliver Enterprise SOA by Design Innovation, which run in side-by-side mode on the same platform. Key is to innovate for all companies and all sizes. We talk here about the mid-size market. For the upper mid-market, we will offer the proven product all in one. Basis here is SAP ERP with pre-configured best business practices. We will offer a breakthrough innovation for the lower mid-market, 50 to 500 employees, and for smaller subsidiaries for large players with a new product. A1S is the new product architecture on Enterprise SOA by Design. A1S will be delivered as an on-demand product. This means easy to consume, quick to install, no modifications are allowed. Enterprise SOA will give a decisive advantage in making the move to business networks. Only with a common business language, integration costs can be reduced, as technical integration costs are the smallest part of the overall expenses. A common business language provides flexible interoperability and thus enables fast change. This is why Enterprise SOA fits so well with XBRL. They share the same idea that semantic integration is the key to business connectivity and collaboration. With Enterprise SOA and XBRL, we are moving semantic integration all the way from processes to information connectivity and collaboration. Financial information gets generated, aggregated, and analyzed across multiple levels. Financials as an enterprise function is mirroring all business processes for external documentation and internal business management. In the analysis level, company-specific information is collected, sorted, and reported. Technology has already revolutionized the way goods and services are developed, manufactured, and delivered throughout the world. There are industry standards for business-to-business collaboration, for example, RosettaNet in the high-tech industry. Now we are going to do for financial reporting with XBRL what we have done for goods and services in different industries, and via XBRL information will be exchanged seamlessly. For our existing customers, SAP provides a solution to extract information from our enterprise applications, standardize it as needed in a business warehouse, map that information to XBRL taxonomies, and create instant documents. The additional task for creating an XBRL report is the mapping of the concepts and items of an XBRL taxonomy to the characteristics and values in the data warehouse. There will be a breakout session on SAP's XBRL solution in ERP Wednesday afternoon, where you can find out in depth what we are doing here. Looking to enterprise SOA, in enterprise SOA by design, we will start with defined business semantics with clearly defined business objects, such as the balance sheet, a general ledger account, fixed assets. These business objects provide services, for example, read revenues for segment XYZ. Since we have clearly defined semantics here, not just generic fields, mapping to standardized taxonomies will become much more easier. It also means that SAP can deliver content based on selected XBRL taxonomies. Interactive data is provided with the capability of real-time reporting and real-time analysis. The innovations here will be faster data exchange, reduction of potential error sources, lower cost of ownership. In summary, what are the next steps? SAP has supported and will continue to support XBRL. We have to say in the past there were limited customer demand, but we believe it's the idea whose time has come. We need together to continue to stabilize and standardize XBRL technology. Preparers of financial information and software developers need stable platform to control costs and effort, and they need a clear guidance on implementation options. Further, we need to continue on the standardization of semantics. Acceptance by a business community depends on the ease of use. Standardization of semantics is needed across taxonomies to reduce the cost. There's a positive example, the IFRS UX taxonomy convergence project. The number of the taxonomies must be manageable in the future. So with this, we hope we can make the financial information network reality. Thank you very much.